Zach, I didn't know this about you because I'm a big, I told you I'm a huge fan of the show backstage, but I was shocked at how tall you are. It's unusual. Actually, we have a tall show tonight, but it's unusual to have tall actors come on the show.
Well, I was excited to meet you, first of all, because I'm a huge fan, but also because it's rare for me to meet somebody who is both taller and paler than I am. I think of you, you're like kind of like the king of my species, I feel like.
Really?
Well, yeah. I mean, every girl I've ever dated, to some degree, has had a crush on you.
Oh.
Which makes sense, because you're sort of the epitome. See?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, like, I feel like on, like, an evolution of man chart for lanky, tall, white guys, it's like, you're like the modern man, and I'm, like, one right behind you.
Someday with hard work, you'll evolve into this.
If I can.
Wow.
And you've done, I feel like we, like, all of us owe you a debt, because, like, in the way that Woody Allen made sort of neurotic, congested guys cool,
yeah,
you've made it cool to be Ichabod Crane looking.
And have no skin pigment. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I did that for you guys.
Thank you. You're our Jackie Robinson.
It's what I do. Thank you. Yeah.
Right.
That's the weirdest thing. Yeah. Now, you didn't always want to be in comedy. You've been obviously had a lot of success in comedy, but you initially, you were interested in music. You wanted to be a musician.
Yeah. I used to play trumpet when I was a kid and a teenager, and I wanted to be a jazz musician when I grew up because my father, when I was little, bought me a video game that was a jazz video game.